Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I have been teaching on the interesting and horrifying events that will come to pass during the hour of the tribulation. And we have to understand and see that the things that are predicted in the Bible are now coming to pass in front of our eyes. We can see these things starting to happen. The very things that are predicted in the Word of God are happening already. Take the case of global warming. What is interesting about this is that people are using global warming as a way of deceiving people and getting a lot of money out of the governments. Yes, there is an agenda for those people who push this global warming thing. But God will say, if you want global warming, if you're so interested and are scaring the people with this subject, you will get global warming. The Bible teaches us that during the tribulation, the heat was going to be unbearable. There's not going to be any rain for the last 3.5 years. People will be scorched by the heat of the sun. It reminds me of the time when the children of Israel were griping and complaining to Moses that they didn't have any meat. In Egypt, we had all the meat we wanted, even though they were slaves and had to work 24 hours a day. They were throwing it in God's face that in Egypt, they had all the meat they wanted. And then God said, if they want meat, I will give them meat. The next morning they woke up. The Bible teaches us that quail were fluttering 2 feet, 2 or 3 feet deep all around a day's walk in every direction. Can you imagine the amount of birds that were 2 to 3 feet? It says 2 cubits. That's about 2 feet, 2.5 feet deep. A day's walk in every direction. And the Bible teaches us that the people got hit by a plague and were killed by the thousands. It was because of their way of operating. And this is what I see in Scripture. What the news media is screaming today to get people scared or to extract money from the government, God is going to give it to them during the hour of the tribulation. Study the book of Revelation and you will notice that the things that people are pushing today are going to happen during the hour of the tribulation. Yes, what the Western civilizations are doing for greed are definitely going to take place during that awful hour. And today I will teach on the pestilences that will happen during that time. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will anoint this message and open the hearts of the people so that they will see and understand what you're trying to teach us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will open our eyes to your truths in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the book of Revelation, we can see that the plagues intensify as we get deeper into this timetable of 7 years. In the beginning, it seems that God has mercy on the people. He slowly warns them. The things that are happening are slowly intensifying. And it was according to the standards of the tribulation period. 7 years is a very short time, and the things that happen during that time are unbelievable. We, the Church of Jesus Christ, are going to be witnessing those things, and the people here on this planet are going to have to suffer through them or in them. It tells us in Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, when the Lord God tells the angels to sound their trumpets. It says the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. When we study what is happening here, we can see what God is doing. He is hitting the environment. When we study what happened in Egypt, the plagues that hit Egypt were according to their gods. The Egyptian would be worshiping the cattle. The cattle got killed. They worshiped the frog, and God sent so many frogs that the land stank. They worshiped the sun, and there was incredible darkness. They worshiped the Nile River, and the Nile River turned to blood. Here is the same thing. What do you see today? The environmentalists are actually praying. They are worshiping nature. This is what all this planet cleanup and all this save the planet is. It's earth worship. People worship the planet. They worship the created more than they do the creator. And this is nothing new. The North American Indian native people have been worshiping nature throughout their existence. I read of people in India who would wear a face mask, a mouth mask, in case they would breathe in an insect. They do not want to kill that insect by breathing it in and swallowing it because they worship the insect. That's how people are. And it says here that God will with fire destroy the third part of the trees and all the green grass. And in verse 9 it says, and the third part of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And that goes for the river systems, the oceans. We can see how people are crying for water. We got to save water. We cannot waste water. Regardless how much you pump out of the ground, there's still some there. But they make an issue out of it. We shouldn't waste water, everybody is saying. I'm not for wasting, but the way people are going about it, you can see there is a different agenda. And then it says in verse 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many died. Many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Wormwood is another word for Chernobyl. And we know what that is. It is a fallout from nuclear weapons where the radiation poisons the water. So this is what's going to happen. What people are fearing today, what they are getting people excited about today, is going to happen during the tribulation. There are the scientists are extracting money from the government because they're predicting a meteorite is going to hit the planet, and they need money to try to figure out how divert that meteorite's path. They even make movies about such things where they go up in space and explode meteorites so they wouldn't hit the earth. But during the hour of the tribulation, these things will happen. It tells us that a great star will fall from heaven and hit the planet and cause the waters of the earth to be poisoned. This is going to be very, very interesting. I do not know of the destruction that it's going to cause, but according to scripture, many, many people will die. The destruction that is happening is escalating as we get deeper into the tribulation. When we come to chapter 16 of Revelation, it tells us that there are some different angels now waiting. And these angels are not going to sound a trumpet. They're going to pour out some vials on the planet. It says in verse 3 of chapter 16, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea." So the waters became blood. It tells us here that the plagues are escalating. Before, at the beginning of the tribulation, the waters were being poisoned. But now, we're in the last part of the tribulation, the water has turned to blood. And everything that is in the sea is dying. It's dead. It cannot survive in blood. And it tells us in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 16, "And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood." So now it's not only the sea that is blood, but it's also the rivers and the fountains that are turned to blood. A fountain is where water springs out of the earth. In other words, well water will turn to blood. In Egypt, when the river Nile turned to blood, they were able to dig wells, and there they got their fresh water. But it tells us here that during the hour of the tribulation, the fountains will be blood. That means the well water will also turn to blood. It's going to be horrifying, and you cannot imagine the stink, the smell that will happen during that awful hour. And here is the reason why everything turns to blood. "And I heard an angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged this. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." So this is what's happening. The peoples of this planet have murdered and killed so many of God's people that the waters and the oceans turn to blood. That's the reason it's happening. It's God's retaliation to what they did to his saints during that awful hour. It tells us in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, "And when he opened up the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." That's a very interesting statement from God. They were told to relax. Judgment is coming. There's more that are going to be killed for the word of God. But don't worry. Once their cup is full, then the judgment will begin. And once most of the Christians, and if not all the Christians, were killed on this earth, then God poured out his wrath, and the waters and the fountains and the oceans were turned to blood. There was absolutely no water to drink. How those people survived, I do not know. Maybe they drank blood. But let me tell you, the horrors of this situation is beyond our imagination. And this is what's coming. The judgment of God is coming to the peoples of this planet who are destroying and killing God's witnesses. The blood that they shed will have to be paid for, that they will drink the blood that was shed because of the saints. God is giving them back what they ask for. And these things are definitely going to come to pass. I myself do not want to be here when this happens. And I know Scripture teaches us that He will take His saints unto Himself before that horrifying time. So I'm asking you, do you know Jesus? You don't want to be here when these horrible things happen. Turn to Him for salvation and give Him your life and heart, and you will escape that awful hour. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen. Teach on the horrors of the tribulation. My aim is to try to get you to understand how God operates and what time frame we're in. We are just before the day of wrath, the time of Jacob's troubles. We can see the news media, which is controlled by the world system. There is an agenda behind their reporting. Everything negative is being reported, and it seems like it's totally anti-God and totally anti-Israel, regardless what the situation is. They are trying to scare people into this thing called a one-world government. The terrorist situation, the global warming situation, the H1N1 situation. It seems like that the world system are using these things to scare people into submission. Yes, there is an agenda out there to bring this world into a one world government situation where the government will control everything. Let's take the country of England, for example. In all of the cities of England, especially in the city of London, There are so many cameras monitoring everybody's move that it's unbelievable. I heard on the news the other day that in a stretch of 1 kilometer, there were about 165 cameras watching every move that everybody was making. So that should give people an idea of what we're heading for. We are seeing this one world government definitely coming to pass. The Lord is showing his people that the timetable that we are in is just before his return. What we're seeing now happening all over the world is just a foretaste of what will happen during the tribulation. The horrifying pestilences, the terrorism, the incredible weather pattern changes, the global warming, which is definitely going to come to pass, are a reminder of the horrors that will be during that awful hour. It's a foretaste of what we're seeing now. The Bible teaches us that God wants his children to know the signs and the times. And if you're a child of God and you still deny the fact that Jesus is about to come back, either you are totally ignorant or blind of the situation, or there is something wrong in your life. You don't want the Lord to come back yet. This is what God is trying to show us. Let's get ready, for he is about to step on the scene. For those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know for a fact when you watch the news that these things that I'm telling here are a true saying. You can see them for yourself. You can see the lineups taking the H1N1 flu shot. Every 3 years or 2 years, they have a different flu or a different sickness that they scare people with. On and on it will go, and it'll get worse till the Lord will come back. So turn to the Lord today. Don't let this confusion overtake you. The fear that is out there. Many Christians are fearful. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to turn. There is a way where you can turn to, and that's to the Lord Jesus Christ. Get a personal relationship. Find out who you are in the Lord. And regardless what happens around you, you will find peace and tranquility. For the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, "Do not fear, my flock, for I have overcome the world. They cannot harm you." And this is what God is trying to tell his beloved bride. So turn to the Lord right now. Seek him. The confusion that is mounting is unbelievable. And he will give you the joys of the Lord, because we are soon going home. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.